Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working the Third Watch right now, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way. We're on Gab the same way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America and capitalize the word America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Got a lot of things over there. And if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can go right there and click on the Listen Live button in the middle of the page, and boom, you're listening to us right there off thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us, hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, during the break, we got an email from one of our listeners. It's Tailwind150. He's right here in the Tampa Bay area. He says, wonder what crazy legislation the Dems plan to ram through Congress that they think they need 5,000 troops to protect themselves from the American people when they do. Clearly, they're using attacks from whoever as an excuse. That's true. Just a thought. Well, how about gun control?
Well, yeah, that would certainly be a...
They are going after gun control in a big way. They're going to try to get rid of... Are you ready for this? They're going to try to get rid of the assault rifles. We do not need assault rifles. So that's number one. Number two, they're going to go after the magazines again to get them down to whatever size they want them to be. And number three, they're trying to get rid of the gun shows.
Exactly right. So, yeah, that's a very major issue. And but the idea, of course, I think, you know, following the Capitol riots, I think they're trying simply to capitalize, no pun intended, on the fact that that happened so that they can keep those troops there. Yeah.
Now, let me just say something about the gun shows. I do a lot of personal appearances for Two Guys Gun Shows. The next one's coming up March the 13th and 14th in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. And, of course, I'll be there on Saturday the 13th. But they do everything they're supposed to and more so. When it comes to checking people for buying guns and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. I've seen them do it. I've watched them do it. I've even been a part of it when I bought something there. So guess what? Nobody can say they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing at the gun shows, because they are.
Well, but part of that, too, is to be able to create a narrative that somehow the gun shows are this major problem.
Yeah.
And honestly, Captain, they don't care what's happening at the gun shows.
Do you know what else they want to get rid of?
What's that?
The private sale of a weapon between you and me, or me and he, or whoever.
Well, exactly right. Mm-hmm. Because, again, they realize they can't simply just strike the Second Amendment from the Constitution, but they try to do these little incremental things.
Yep, and what they want to do is, in order for me to sell you a weapon, and it's a personal weapon of my own, and you're my neighbor, and this, that, and the other, they want me to get a background check done on you, and until it's done, I can't sell you the weapon.
Right.
That's what they're trying to do.
Yep.
Yeah, instead of the just the personal sales that go on every day all across the country. Governor Cuomo, where do you want to start?
Oh, my goodness. Well, obviously, it is getting much, much worse for Governor Cuomo, and that's, you know, in terms of the politics of it. We're learning more, Captain, about these young women who have come forward, who are telling these devastating stories. This is big time stuff. And you put that together with more of what we are learning about the nursing home scandal, in the fact that they really were, according to these reports, evidently doctoring the numbers, talking about, well, they're only talking about long-term care facilities, but not those that actually caught COVID in the nursing home, then went to a hospital and died.
Well, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. They did not want anybody to know how bad it really was in New York State.
Right, exactly.
That's exactly what they did. Now, that is fraudulently reporting facts and figures, because they use those facts and figures not only for the overall greatness of the good for the country with trying to accurately report what's going on, but also for the money that these states get.
Well, precisely. And then at the same time, Governor Cuomo was held up as the nation's most incredible COVID, you know, leader.
Yeah, he won an Emmy for his work.
Exactly.
And all that was a big sham.
It was a big sham, but it was also a sham that served a purpose of being a contrast to President Trump, who was painted as being the worst COVID leader in the country. Basically.
Yeah, and then one of his staffers, who is no longer a staffer, said that he was asked to find Cuomo a girlfriend.
Well, that's right, exactly. And then the young lady that talked with Nora O'Donnell here just recently, what's been released about that interview is very powerful, very moving. She seems very, very credible.
Now,
obviously, there's going to be an investigation.
Well,
the facts are going to come
there,
out. About.
There is an investigation. The DOJ should be getting into it if they haven't already. But the New York State Attorney General has told Cuomo's office to preserve all relevant documents as ordered by the state attorney general as they start their probe right now. So that's the first one that's going.
Yep, that's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, weekend edition. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle. We'll get to him in a minute, and we'll get to our caller in just a second here. You know, folks, in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break, and with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. Your lifetime, you get a lifetime warranty out of the deal. $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service after you tell them the captain sent you. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Ocala, Daytona Beach, and Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand when they finish putting that windshield in. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
All righty. Live and in living color from Jasper, we have got, well, actually, she said Madison. So from Madison, we've got our good friend up there. Let me see here. Are you there, sir, mystery guest?
Yes, Nelson, yes, indeed.
Nelson,
thanks for the intro. Uh-huh. I just wanted to say that anyone that still has influence in New York State and on the gubernatorial thing with Governor Cuomo, and whether or not he might be impeached or forced to resign, I wanted to mention that out in Oregon, back in the, I believe it was the 80s, Senator Bob Packwood was the Republican, and apparently he was kissing some of the lobbyists, and there was some conflict there, and it came to light, and he was forced to resign. As a result of his resignation, there has not been one Republican United States Senator ever elected from Oregon. And I think that that's encouraging for those who want to keep the pressure on up there in New York.
Okay. All right.
Thank you much.
Thanks, Nelson. Yeah. And, of course, a lot of my friends up in New York where I was for a number of years, they're telling me that, especially the folks from upstate, Kyle, that's where the movement is the largest for the recall effort, the impeachment effort. And they've even got some of the folks now, a few of them downstate in the larger blue areas starting to come on board, but they need more. By the way, did you hear Bill Maher, the HBO television host, comparing the women's claims between Cuomo and Biden? And this is a quote from him. He trashed Cuomo. He says, after 4 years into the Me Too era, how can you be that effing stupid?
Well, absolutely. Well, you know, Captain, this is an issue, and it's a big issue all across our country and has been for a long time. Most of women will be able to tell you a similar kind of story, or they know someone who has endured a similar kind of thing. It is very pervasive, and it's something that our society has been trying to deal with and tackle for quite some time. But Bill Maher is right, especially in the area of, Me Too. But I think sometimes, Captain, when you get the power that is associated with being, you know, such a powerful politician, maybe, and I'm just saying that a politician like this person might feel that they have, they're entitled to this kind of thing, and that's completely wrong, obviously. But this is going to be, I think, a major part of the undoing of Governor Cuomo, just by the way he came out with his press conference the other day. Very weird.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's James in Clearwater.
What's up?
I got a observation and a prediction for you. First of all, these illegal immigrants that are coming in across the border, they're not staying there. They're busing them all across the country.
I know that.
And a lot of them into the red areas the way that Obama did with the Muslims. If you doubt me on that, or your leaders can, excuse me, listeners, can just look up what happened to Vassar, Michigan. And the place is devastated by the flood. They closed down the Buick plant, and they still wound up shipping 19.
They're going to put a bunch of them right outside Washington, D.C. at Fort Lee in Virginia. They checked down it the other day, and they said that's where they're going to send masses of them.
Well, look for them to come to Florida, too. Now, as far as the prediction goes, this whole COVID thing is going to run its course, and they're going to have to come up with something else to have control and terrify whatever else. And I'm going to tell you now, March 6th at 3:23 a.m. on the Captain's America's First Watch, you hear the first, it's going to be Ebola. Write it down. I can guarantee you that's going to be the next thing that's going to come up to tail or wag the dog.
All right, because, you know, the gun issue is coming strong, and they're going to try to do something there, and that would bring people to the Capitol.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Second Amendment rights, that's now you're talking real serious stuff.
Yeah, but I don't think people are going to be that stupid to give them a chance to get martial law and then really clamp down on it. But they're going to have other ways to do it, I'm pretty sure.
All right.
So hang in there, Captain. Well, hopefully I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Well, you know where I'll
question.
Be. All right, thank
question
you.
Question on that time.
Yeah, you know where I'll be. It's 10 o'clock, 10 to 3.
Okay, the website says it's going to happen, the events at 11, the Color Guard and stuff. Is that going to happen before that?
It's going to happen at 10. We're going to be on the inside in the little amphitheater there.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay,
hope
all right.
See a bunch of you guys there.
Yep, thank you. Okay, yeah, and we're talking about Burt's Harley-Davidson. Okay, Eric is chiming in, Eric and Seminole, saying the Cuomo sexual harassment issue is not the issue. Well, of course not. They're using that as a deflection, right, Kyle?
Well, yeah, but it's an important aspect of this.
Yeah, he says the media needs to stay focused on the deaths and cover-up regarding the long-term care facilities in COVID-19. Well, Cuomo's not stupid. He's trying to move people away from there because that could lead to an involuntary manslaughter charge, I would think, with, what, 15,000 people dead?
Well, certainly. But I kind of think the two are going to act in concert in order to continue to keep Cuomo front and center in the news, and the news is not good. But I do think we'll get more and more about the nursing home scandal as we did earlier yesterday. Yeah.
Now, here's a bit about the pandemic, when we're talking about the pandemic being over and all that. Here's what was said yesterday by the White House.
As COVID-19 vaccinations increase, White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt cautions Americans about becoming complacent.
It may seem tempting in the face of all of this progress to try to rush back to normalcy as if the virus is in the rearview mirror. It's not.
He says CDC guidance still recommends mask wearing in public. Slavitt also says the U.S. is opening two more FEMA-backed vaccination sites in Atlanta and Chicago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, we have an interesting situation developing here because, Kyle, the Gallup poll yesterday, a majority said the coronavirus effort is improving. And, yes, we can all agree to that, correct?
Right, right.
And they also said that 52% of the voters have a favorable opinion of little Dr. Fauci. Now, I found out something about little Dr. Fauci by way of our friends over Tom Fitton and Company. Over there, and he did a Freedom of Information lawsuit and found out that there's a bunch of emails that have been going back and forth between little Dr. Fauci, the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, also the WHO, the World Health Organization, and some people in China since last year, talking about all the little things that were going on and the numbers that were being released and this, that, and the other. And the people that were calling the shots in these emails wasn't Fauci, wasn't the WHO, it was China.
Well, you know, for a long time, Captain, this is something President Trump is, you know, I think up in arms about because of the World Health Organization. It just does seem that they have been more or less, they're doing sort of propaganda for the Chinese government.
And Judicial Watch went out again and got this information. This is the first series of information about little Dr. Fauci and his communications back and forth with China. This stuff is damning. This is damning.
Well, it really should be, because as we get more and more information about this, the Chinese, of course, you know, there's been a real rehabilitation going on from what we perceived early on in this whole crisis, and the Chinese government may try to come out smelling like a rose on this.
Well, let's try to get one more call in here quick for the break. Go ahead, caller. You got about 30 seconds.
Hi, it's Kat from Kentucky.
Hi.
I'm concerned with all of the people coming across the border, and they're placing these people in different places.
Yep.
I'm afraid that could help spread the COVID, because they said there's 108 of them tested positive.
At least. That's the ones they know about. Okay, we got to go. Thank you very much. That's what happens when you're on breaks like this. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And I'm telling you, this Fauci stuff, I'm going to tell you who it was that was talking back and forth, communicating by email when we come back. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. After talk stalled out following an all-day and all-night session, Senate Democrats came to a compromise late Friday on the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called out Democrats for taking too long.
They were in a big hurry. We started voting on the First Amendment, as parliamentarian said, right after 11 a.m. Democratic leader held the vote open all day so they could try to figure out what was going on with their own legislation. that they want to pass on them with their votes.
After holding out, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said late Friday, we have reached a compromise that enables the economy to rebound quickly while also protecting those receiving unemployment benefits from being hit with unexpected tax bill next year. Senator Manchin then voted with all 49 Republican senators early Saturday in support of Senator Rob Portman's proposal for $300 per week in additional federal unemployment benefits. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I hope everybody's having a great weekend, planning on having a great weekend, and doing some really neat things, too, because there's a lot to do in the days and places that we got going on. Things are opening up, and people should feel a lot more better about it. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the XP Stem Cell Patch. Let's go with it. Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out X39 Rapid Pain Relief Stem Cell Patches that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better sleep, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552. All righty, and I got one of those patches on my ankle. I've had one on it all week long, and so far it doesn't feel all that bad, doesn't feel all that good, but so far whatever it's doing it. I'm just trying to see what's going on here. Now, the other thing is, the communications that people at Judicial Watch got were between little Dr. Fauci, his deputy director, Lane, also the WHO official by the name of Bruce Alward, the WHO director general, Tedros Adhanom, and the Republic of China. They were all communicating back and forth by email. And again, the directions that were being given by China. So,
yeah.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, I'll just say, yeah, that's, I mean, this is an amazing revelation, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of other things we need to mention here. Texas Governor Greg Abbott held a press conference and talked about the fact that they're going to ban social media censorship in Texas.
Well, that's right. Yeah, having a new bill that's going to prohibit that social media companies.
And he's following the guise of Florida, because Florida announced that earlier with Governor Ron DeSantis earlier in the week.
Right, and he said, and I quote, conservative speech will not be canceled in the state of Texas, unquote.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm not making this up, folks, but this is from The Blaze. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama in his new book reportedly said Pete Buttigieg couldn't win the presidency because he's gay and short.
Wow, Obama said that?
Yeah, in the book. His words, not mine.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's, you know, first of all, the voters like to decide who they elect.
Yeah.
To say that, you know, because that's obvious.
Yeah.
But that goes to maybe Obama's, his general opinion about Buttigieg.
Yeah, and there's something else that Obama put in his new book. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Obama was afraid that Joe Biden would embarrass himself in the 2020 run.
Oh, I fully believe that. Obama was not, he was not for Biden, I think, in any way, shape, or form early on. I honestly think that he probably doesn't want anything to do with Joe Biden, to be honest. But when it became clear that Biden was going to be, you know, going through these primaries and he was likely going to get the nomination and he was the most, quote unquote, moderate sort of candidate that could be propped up to go up against Trump, that I think that's when the Obamas sort of came around, but not for not having, I think, maybe some conditions on that. But
he's not moderate anymore.
Well, of course not. See, but that's all part of the narrative lie. The idea was that here's this kindly old guy who's just going to be president and unify us. I'm going to unify everybody. It's all going to be unified. And that was all part of the plan, basically.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is the White House is saying that they're having some trouble with the Cuomo aides that rewrote the nursing home COVID data. They say that that's very troubling, and that was mentioned in the press conference yesterday. Jen Psaki, not to drink, said that.
Well, right. I mean, and it's going to get more troubling for them. I mean, right now that it's like they're in that stage of the game where it's kind of like, well, maybe we can just sort of look like we're trying to be like super concerned about this, but it's going to get worse. This is going to get more traction. The allegations now have gone from, well, they misquoted or they missed it, but now they're getting into things that could really be criminal. And they'll eventually won't be able to ignore it over at the White House.
Yeah. Now, did you hear Joe Biden talk about the Indian descent Americans that are taking over the country?
I was shocked, quite frankly, Captain, that the president could sit there and so sort of nonchalantly make these kinds of claims. I think it just shows that he's not really doing okay, to be honest.
Well, first of all, they're not all Indian. Some of them are Pakistani, and some of them are from the Middle East and other countries like Jordan and whatnot. But the other thing is that for him to make a comment like that, if you'd made that comment or I'd made that comment or anybody in the audience listening to us right now, we would be sued.
Well, sure. Because again, that's just not acceptable. It's really not. And Biden of all people realized this. But again, and I'm not trying to be mean. I really want to make that, you know, abundantly clear. You know, and you're not trying to be mean. We're not trying to be mean.
No.
But there's something going on with Joe Biden.
Obviously.
Where he didn't have the self-control on that to go, huh, maybe I shouldn't talk like this because it could really be misconstrued and it just seems wrong, you know, and so maybe he doesn't have that filter running correctly.
Now, the ACLU is challenging the California donor disclosure rule over there in the Supreme Court. Do you know anything about that?
Say that again.
The ACLU
right.
is challenging the California donor disclosure rule in the Supreme Court.
Right, yeah, but this has to do with dark money, that kind of
stuff. That is correct.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I know about it so far, yeah.
All right, now the other thing is, very quickly, the House impeachment manager, Eric Swalwell, he's from California, right?
Oh, yes.
Sued Donald Trump over the Capitol attack on January the 6th.
Yeah, you know, and it's at least from what I know, Captain, it's unclear whether or not he's suing him as a private citizen, that is Swalwell, that is, or is he suing him in his capacity as a United States congressional representative. But he's basically taken the same tack that went along in the impeachment trial, and that is Donald Trump caused all this by his speech and this kind of thing. And I wish Eric Swalwell would just listen to some pretty prominent prosecutors who've commented on this, saying, look, the words the president used, his speech, doesn't rise to the level that they would have even ever gone to prosecute somebody who wasn't the president.
And finally, I talked about the federal gun regulations coming down the pike from the Dems, but right now the GOP state makers in the red states are trying to nullify some of the federal gun limits that are in their states, trying to cut this thing off at the pass before it actually happens. And let's go to the phone line real quick because we've only got about a minute here. Okay, this must be Eric in Seminole. You got a minute.
Hey, Roger, that, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Great show this morning. Real quick, I'll work backwards regarding President Biden and his perceived cognitive abilities. And you, me, and other people, Kyle and everyone, lots of other people over a year ago, and I just heard last night a major, you know, one of the superstars of the conservative radio movement saying he's the first one to talk about it, which I'm saying baloney. Where is Dr. Jill in all this? She knows the intimate ins and outs of his cognitive.
She's watching him like a hawk. You can believe it.
She is. Exactly. She's complicit in this. And in some states, if not all states, this could be considered some form of elder abuse. Okay, taking advantage of a cognitively compromised person, that person can be brought up on charges and or arrested, and you know that, and many of the EMTs and first responders know that because they're trained to look for it when they go into some of these elderly people's patients' homes
and
retirement facilities.
And I haven't done a vitals check, and I can tell you just by watching what I'm watching, I'm seeing it.
Check his, you know, pulse ox or whatever.
Right.
There's something going on there. That's just rudimentary checks. But the next thing is regarding the illegal aliens being released that are, you know, allegedly 108 of them that have allegedly tested positive for coronavirus.
That's the ones we know about.
Roger that. Understood. So here's the situation with that. I think people need to be careful pursuing that avenue of approach regarding their positivity rating or test results being released back into the general population. Because if people look at all the numbers of people testing positive are way up through the roof, and those hospitalizations are way down.
Yep.
The death numbers, even if you go by the official death numbers released, they are way down. And we have just come out of the peak of what's called cold and flu season back in February. So you're not hearing anything about this. And I think that, I think that that's something we all need to pay attention to.
All right. Got to let you go. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. And that's Eric in Seminole. And Kyle, you hang on. And that was a good call. And he's raised a lot of really good points there, too. So there you go. All right, folks. We'll be back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And I got a neat old song for you lined up here. Kyle approved of it here. How's that? So I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, and we appreciate her doing that up there. Carrollton, Georgia way. She and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch. And, of course, that's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there and become a member of the Drivers Club. And you RVers out there, become a member of the RV Club. You're going to get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the stuff you buy in the trucker store, and you'll be able to use it on purchases for discounts, or you can use it in the Drivers Club or RV Club catalog. All righty, we're going to play an oldie but goodie here, but it's still good today. Here we go. The Blues Brothers, and that's from Saturday Night Live. And, Kyle, I want to tell you, I couldn't even attempt to try some of the stuff they're doing in that. But when they start dancing, it's just I just started laughing so hard I couldn't stand it.
Oh, yeah, the way Aykroyd and Belushi.
Oh, he's bouncing around like a freaking four-legged chicken.
Yeah, no kidding. And just what a lot of energy in the Blues Brothers and the Saturday Night Live band there. And just they created iconic characters. They really did. And it's just amazing to see what they did.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, that led to that movie that was really hilarious, too. But let's get over here to the weather. We do have weather to talk about. Now, the weather along the West Coast from the Pacific Northwest and Northern California will remain unsettled this weekend with rain expected along the coast, a mix of rain and snow in the inland valley, snow up in the mountains. Lake effect snow is going to be happening. Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, a few inches of snow tonight, a few inches of snow tomorrow, a few inches of snow the next day, and pretty soon you'll have a foot by Monday. That's the way that's going to work. So don't forget that. And well above average temperatures are expected in the northern and central plains, too. More ice melt, more flooding along those rivers. Kyle, take it away.
Well, Captain, tonight we do have a fire weather watch that's up in eastern Montana, covering most of the eastern part of the state. This is going to be north of Billings along I-94 and also as you cross on over to North Dakota, heading over to about Bismarck or so for that fire weather watch. There is an air quality alert and also a fire weather warning as you travel on I-90 in the state of Wyoming. This is going to be near Gillette. Then also as you cross over into South Dakota as well. That's going to proceed on down through the eastern part of Wyoming, through the northeastern part of Colorado tonight as well. Wind advisory over in the state of Utah. This is on the eastern side of the I-15 interstate. This is going to be south of Provo and a little bit north of St. George, so be careful there. Also, lake wind advisory, this along I-80 just outside of Reno as you're traveling down through about the middle part of Nevada. Coming through Reno, you've still got that wind advisory as you come across I-80 into the California area as you head towards Sacramento. Also, winter weather advisory in the northwestern part of the state of California tonight. Seattle and Portland looking at rain showers, looks like throughout this weekend.
All right. We do have some lake effect snow that is going to be affecting Lake Erie, the lee shore of Lake Erie, lee shore of Lake Ontario. Again, as I said, a few inches tonight, a few inches tomorrow, a few inches the next night, a few inches the next day, and by Monday morning, you'll have about a foot of snow as a result of what's going on. Now, as far as flooding, anywhere along the Mississippi River from Illinois, Missouri south, I'm telling you, the ice flow that's sent the ice down there, blocking up some of the tributaries and whatnot, the river's all backing up in different areas, and that's normal this time of the year for that sort of thing to happen. Also, some flooding around southwest Tennessee as well, and we've got a front moving down the coastline in Florida. Should be in the Tampa area roughly by the afternoon, if not sooner, and there's rain coming along with it. That will not affect our event, though. That will not affect our event because we're going to be at Burt's Barracuda from 10 to 3, and it's going to be underneath the outdoor amphitheater. These guys got a big roof over the top of that, so we'll be high and dry in there, and everything will be going on that way. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we will talk to him on Monday, and we'll have a lot more coming your way with him. But right now, we're going to go to the phone lines, and we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up with this marathon Senate vote?
Well,
they're still voting or doing something.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. The $15 an hour thing is out, so that will not be included. So Bernie Sanders got defeated on that one.
Yep.
And then the other big sticking point was the unemployment, and Joe Manchin was the hardliner in that one, if you could say that he's a hardliner. But they've come to an agreement that it will. It was supposed to stop in the $300 a week was supposed to stop in August, and now it will stop in September. So there is a change, and now they're going to continue on with the amendments all over the place, and we don't know when that'll be finished, but at some point when they finish, it'll go back over to the House. So we don't expect anything out of the House for probably at least a week or so.
Yeah, well, exactly. And the way this is situated, it'd probably be at the very earliest, maybe the end of next week, where Biden would even get a chance to sign it. And by the time they get done doing anything they're doing, you're looking at the 1st of April or thereabouts.
Well, given the employment and unemployment numbers that came out yesterday and the day before,
yep.
Given the advances in the economy, the states that are reopening and whatnot, there shouldn't be a $1.9 trillion period.
Well, the other thing is they've still got $800 billion, I believe it is, sitting from the last one that has not been used. However, the problem is when they legislate that money, they can't just take that and use it somewhere else. It has to sit there through the duration of the congressional term, and then at the end of the term, that money goes back into the general fund.
Right. There's a trillion that hasn't been spent.
I thought it was 800 billion.
No, 1 trillion.
All right. Well, then the 800 billion is now 1 trillion. But again, that money will go back into the general fund at the end of the term if they don't use it for what it was originally intended for.
Mm-hmm. There should, what the Senate is doing now shouldn't be happening at all.
Mm. Yeah, true. So where do we go from here? You know, they're talking another stimulus down the line here.
Absolutely. They're talking about infrastructure next.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Here comes the music. Hang in there. We'll be back after the top of the hour news with more. Yeah, we're going to talk about Cuomo because we got to. That situation has changed twice yesterday. And Kevin McCarthy wants to meet with Joe Biden about immigration and the border because you're not being told the truth. I've been talking to some friends of mine, Arizona, California, New Mexico, and it is a mess.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.